I don't believe it started with HPD as well. I think HPD has a portion of this, but I think let's go all the way back to the commission.
Yep.
You know, the commission was the one that started this whole thing because, I mean, this thing was going on and they had an opportunity on many different occasions to address it. And so to ask, well, what have you folks done to make sure that that never happened again? And I think that is what's happened, is that we have a complete change of the commission. So therefore, I think that saying that, are you folks going to do the same thing that the last folks did? When we were asked, should we settle for $250,000? HPD expressly said no, and we were ignored. Number two, we also expressly said that he should not have been allowed to retire in good standing. Once again, the commission overrode HPD. So there's a lot of areas that need to be examined. HPD is like the commission. We have a completely new direction, and we have a completely new command. I am certainly not Ke Aloha. These folks are certainly not Deputy Chief McCauley. We are a different group of people. Anytime you have people in power, especially you have a police chief and you have a prosecutor who are in these top high-level positions, there is no balance of power. And what happens when you have two people who are allegedly unethical and making these bad decisions? If you have that again, it is going to happen again. So how do you prevent that? I don't know. All I can say is that, you know, you make sure that you do everything the right way for the right reason, and do the right thing. And I think that there were signs all the way down the line. And for people to say that HPD never came forward and did anything, we came forward in many, many different occasions. We went to the Ethics Commission, and that was shut down. We wrote letters. They were ignored. I myself brought it up to my assistant chief and was told basically to shut up.